We are pleased to welcome back to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show the general manager of the Charlottetown Islanders of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Grant Saunier. Grant, good morning, and thanks very much for doing this.
Good morning, guys. Happy to do it.
Thanks very much, Grant. Before we get into the draft-eligible players from the Q, because that's the primary reason we're having you on, to talk about those players and preview those players' chances at the upcoming NHL draft, how was your first year with the Islanders as general manager?
Well, it's quite a transition, actually. We started off with new ownerships, new logos, new everything, really, and we got out of the gate incredibly well. I think we were 10-2-1, and somebody rated us fourth in the country. I made the joke they missed the zero on the back end, and we started to show our colors. We actually traded away some really good players, but there was a method to the madness, and we acquired a lot of real good pieces here moving forward, and we're pretty excited about our future. Fans were unbelievable. We like, not very often do you lose twice as many games and you increase your attendance by 50% and the media likes you. That doesn't happen very often in sports, so we're pretty fortunate, and we're really looking forward to year two.
And Grant, obviously the Islanders have a couple of draft-eligible players, and we'll get to those guys as we go through the list of QMJHL prospects for the upcoming NHL draft. First player we wanted to ask you about is sort of the consensus top player from the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League this year. That's from the Halifax Mooseheads, Nikolai Ehlers. Everyone expects him to be sort of a top 10 pick upcoming in Philadelphia. You know, to your mind, you obviously have seen him more than we have. You know, what was his best attribute as a forward?
Well, I concur with the top 10, by the way. He's a really, really dynamic player, elite skater, high-end skill. And I think what people may underestimate, and you don't see it, or you see it when you watch him, the more you watch him, this kid's got big-time compete. What makes him different than other people, I'm sure NHL teams are going to be excited about, is the fact that he's still only 170 pounds. This kid's going to get a lot stronger. He's going to get a lot quicker, and he's already an elite skater in my mind. He had a terrific year. He really lessened the blow of losing Nathan MacKinnon there in Halifax. He was a wonderful player this year.
Grant, the next guy that we wanted to ask you about is Ivan Barbashev. He's a center for the Moncton Wildcats. He was the number one pick by the Wildcats back in the 2012 CHL import draft. Where do you have him pegged at, and what can you tell us about him as a player?
Well, there's a lot to like there. And I guess it depends on what you're looking for in the draft in terms of size. This kid's a big, powerful kid. Maybe lacks a little consistency to do what I'm about to say, but when he goes to the net, he's really, really tough to handle. He's a big, strong kid. He's got a good shot. And like a lot of 17-year-old kids, their consistency level is sometimes in question. But he's the way I described the two of them, because I think it's back and forth all season long between Barbashev and Ehlers, I think Ehlers has a lot more soft skill. And what I mean by that, he can make the soft plays, fading away, avoiding contact and hitting the wide guy. Barbashev has more hard skill. He takes the puck to the net, drives the net, shoots the puck hard, and if he learns the consistency part of it, he could be a big-time player.
You know, Grant, you look at a lot of the names on the list, especially at least the forwards for sure. It seems like a smaller, you know, size-wise group than maybe in past years.
Yeah, well, we're coming off a wonderful year for the Quebec League. Last year was just a terrific year in terms of the number of high-end players. I don't think there's that quality this year. And you know what? There is a small group of players there. But you know, NHL teams will be looking for, if they're small, they have to be dynamic rather. Mm-hmm. I don't think the days of shying away from guys because they're small, I think that's behind us. If they're dynamic, if they have a dimension to them, then I think teams are certainly willing to move forward with them. The Brandon Gallaghers and the Marty St. Louis of the world are obviously important players for the respective teams, but there seems to be a lot of smaller players for sure.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. Our guest is Grant Saunier. Grant is the general manager of the Charlottetown Islanders of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. We're previewing the QMJHL as part of our NHL draft preview upcoming at the end of the month in Philadelphia. Grant, we mentioned that we talk about players that you're very familiar with. One of them is Mason McDonald. He's a goaltender for your Charlottetown Charlottetown Islanders. He's the second-ranked North American goaltender based on NHL Central Scouting. You know, what are the best attributes that Mason brings in the goal? Because the QMJHL has long been a hotbed of NHL goaltenders, of course.
Well, right off the bat is size, obviously. He's a big kid. He's pushing 6'3". He was part of it was two separate deals, but I never would have moved Antoine Bibeau if I wasn't able to acquire Mason McDonald. And everyone that watches junior hockey saw what Antoine Bibeau did for Val-d'Or. But Mason is a big, tall kid. I've told a lot of NHL scouts, the thing I like about him the most is his compete level, not just in games, but in practice. This kid really, really works hard. He really wants to be a player. He's mature beyond his age. He takes his craft very seriously. And, this is a small thing with goaltending, but I think it's a really important thing. He can really catch the puck. And when you can catch the puck, you're not giving up rebounds. He can reach across his body, catch the puck. He's a talented athletic kid, and I think the sky's the limit with this kid. We're really, really happy to have him.
Grant, the next Charlottetown Islander top prospect heading into the 2014 draft that we want to talk to you about is Alexandre Goulet. He was the second leading scorer for you this year. He was on the QMJHL's all-rookie team in his first year with the Islanders, scored 26 goals. He's ranked 65th among North American skaters. What can you tell us? What are his best attributes as a hockey player? And maybe if there's an NHL player that you could compare him to.
Yeah, the Goo, we call him Goo. Goo's a really good kid. He got passed over in the Q draft his first year, and some kids wilt away. This kid got motivated. Very strong for his age. Really, really works out hard. So he's got a really good body in terms of his ability to win one-on-one battles. He's got quick feet, and he can really shoot the puck on the fly. We were ecstatic about him. He was part of a trade at the draft last year, and he was the last first-round pick in our draft. It's hard for me to pick a player to compare. I know who he wants to be. He says he wants to be a star. He's got four or five different names, and really that describes him best. I think he's a combination player. He comes from a really, really small town in Quebec and really came in with his eyes wide open, really didn't know what he was getting into, and he had a wonderful season for us.
Grant, you look at Craigslist, Craig Button, of course, TSN put together his list. The top 60 don't have any defensemen from the QMJHL, and a couple names you'll see on some other lists are Daniel Walcott and Alexis Vanier. Are those, do you think, the two consensus top defensemen from the Q, and why is it such a, is it just one of those years where there's not a lot of defensemen coming out of the system here?
Yeah, I just think if you look at drafts, there's trends. Obviously, mm-hmm. Some years are much better in terms of depth. Some year there's lots of goaltenders. I don't think there's much to read into there. Walcott was a really, really big get for Joel Bouchard and the Blainville Armada. He came in, and he's a little bit older, but had a wonderful season. He really showed poise and controlled the play really well. Vanier got hurt in the Subway Series and had the bad shoulder, but up until that point was tearing it up. Yeah, I think he scored 15 goals, so he's I think they are probably the consensus two best D. And really what happens, I think, when we handicap drafts, I think, you hear the names early on and people go out there. There'll be some surprises out of the queue this year, I think.
You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We're joined by Grant Saunier. He's the general manager of the Charlottetown Islanders of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Grant, the guy who sort of had an up-and-down year is Vladimir Tkachev of the Moncton Wildcats.
We gave Drew that one on purpose.
Small guy, 5'10", only about 145 pounds right now.
145 pounds.
That's, I wasn't kidding when I said small guy. But he's supposedly got just all the skill in the world. What can you tell us about him, and is he sort of is there a boom and bust factor or risk with that player?
Well, I think with the passport there's a boom and bust a little bit, and I'm not taking anything away from the Russian players, but I think that will scare some people away. He's a wonderful, talented kid. He's got incredible hockey sense and really, really good soft skill. He and Barbashev played together on the line, and they were big time dangerous in our league. I think the size is, he's not a tiny player when you see him, and I think it's just one of those things. He's obviously got to grow and mature and get bigger. he'll have that opportunity like all kids. So his skill level is what's going to get him drafted. His ability to find people, he can really change the pace of game. He likes to slow it down and draw people into him and then make a big-time play. So I think a team will take a chance on him. He reminds me a little bit of Kolkachev, who played in Windsor and drafted by Boston.
Grant, we're just going to skip ahead a little bit here to the 2015 draft. Daniel Sprong led the Charlottetown Islanders in scoring this year, and he's considered to be a top prospect for the 2015 draft class. What makes him so special?
Well, he's internally driven. His internal engine is always on. This kid is as serious and dedicated an athlete as I've been around, certainly at the young age. He's got incredible hand skills in terms of individual puck skills, and he's already got a National Hockey League shot. This kid can absolutely fire the biscuit. No, I haven't seen anybody in a long time that wants to score more than this kid. Maybe that's the fault too. Sometimes his shot selection might be a little bit left for desire, but I can't tell you how excited we are. This kid is putting bums in the seats in Charlottetown. He's a wonderful player. He's worth the admission. And on projection, I think they've got it bang on. I think he's a top 10 pick next year.
Grant, final question. Obviously, you were a scout before, scout in the National Hockey League, before a general manager with Charlottetown. The game in the queue, it was criticized for many years in terms of being a little bit too open and not players not having to battle maybe as much as in the WHL or the OHL. Has the game changed in the QMJHL, and does it still have that stigma?
I mean, I don't subscribe to the stigma, to be honest with you guys. It's easy when you look at leagues, you say, oh, all the tough guys are in one league and all the good goaltenders in another league. I think hockey's hockey. I think far too often it's complicated. I think our league is different in terms of we've got a lot of small guys, a lot of skill, and with that sometimes there's a tendency to play less physical. But I watched the Memorial Cup closely with a couple of players we'd traded to Val d'Or, and I didn't see much difference in terms of the style. In fact, I thought it was a very competitive Memorial Cup, so I don't buy into the stigma, but you know what? Hockey's hockey. Coaches find a way. They're all masterful minds in terms of the way they try to win games. And one night it's a 1-3-3. The next night it's a 2-1-2. And our league is a really, really good league. And I'm really fortunate to be able to be a GM. And I'm excited about year two, as I mentioned earlier.
Grant Saunier is the general manager of the Charlottetown Islanders of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Grant, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. I'm off to my tea time now. Thanks.
Enjoy the game, Grant. Thanks very much.